here's my thought for today. This weekend, we join with Christians the world over in an observance called Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is the first event in a week that the Christian tradition has come to call Holy Week. We call it Holy Week because of the momentous events that occur during it in the earthly life of Jesus. Things including the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday, and of course, the crucifixion on Good Friday. Today, Palm Sunday commemorates an event described in all four Gospels, Jesus entering Jerusalem for the last time. After 3 years of a public ministry filled with teaching and healing and serving, Jesus had resolved to face the music, so to speak. He came to Jerusalem anticipating a confrontation with the religious authorities. They had constantly opposed him because he didn't follow the rules and the customs strictly, by the book, like they did. So how was Jesus different? Well, Jesus believed that people should treat one another with grace and mercy because that's the way God treats us. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Living by grace and mercy, well, that's what he tried to teach his 12 apostles. Grace and mercy is what he taught the crowds who flocked to hear him as he traveled to town and village. Grace and mercy is what he taught groups of other disciples who followed him from time to time. It was such a circle of followers who greeted him as he entered Jerusalem on this particular day. Listen to Matthew's description from chapter 21 in his gospel from a translation called the Common English Bible. When they approached Jerusalem and came to a village called Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus gave two disciples a task. He said to them, "Go into the village over there, and as soon as you enter it, you will find a donkey tied up and a colt with it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that their master needs them." He sent them off right away. Now, this happened to fulfill what the prophet said. And here, Matthew quotes words from the prophets Isaiah and Zechariah. He writes, "Say to daughter Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the donkey's offspring." Well, the disciples went and did just as Jesus had ordered them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes over them, and he sat on them. Now, a large crowd spread their clothes on the road, and others cut palm branches off the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds in front of him and behind him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. "Who is this?" they asked. And the crowds answered, "It's the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Now, for most people, this is a very familiar story. We may remember this annual observance from our childhood because we got to hold a palm branch, maybe one made from construction paper, as we would parade down the aisle and wave them excitedly, imagining that we were following the donkey that Jesus was riding on, or maybe we were leading the way. Now, the donkey was an unusual choice for a ride for someone as noteworthy as Jesus. In those days, a great figure like a king or a general would have ridden a horse, but a lowly donkey was a draft animal used by the common folk. Approaching Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus was signaling his bond with the average person rather than with the powerful and influential leaders of temple and market and halls of government. Matthew's account described the people covering Mama Donkey and her baby with their cloaks to serve as a sort of improvised saddle blanket. Others threw their cloaks on the pathway, or they cut branches off of nearby trees and laid them on the ground. All of that a sort of do-it-yourself red carpet treatment for their revered leader. The name Palm Sunday came from that carpet of leafy branches. And what did the crowd cheer? That's right, Hosanna. Now, the Hebrew word Hosanna translates literally as a plea, Lord, save. But by this time in that culture, the word had evolved to be a general cheer of enthusiasm. Today, we do something similar to that. If you can imagine you're at the ballpark and you hear that familiar cavalry trumpet fanfare, da-da-da-da-da-da, your natural instinct is to yell, charge! Of course, we don't really want our team to charge their opponents. It's just a shout of enthusiastic support. Well, similarly, in Jesus' day, shouts of Hosanna expressed enthusiasm. Still, in the back of their minds, the people remembered its literal meaning, too. They did indeed want their Lord to save them from their own sinful behavior, to save them from the judgmental treatment of others. So Jesus started his Palm Sunday ride in the village of Bethany on the far side of the Mount of Olives. Bethany, that's where Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus lived. Lazarus, you'll remember, is the man that Jesus raised from the tomb after he'd been dead for 4 days. This parade, this demonstration, made its way along the steep, twisting paths down the Mount of Olives into the Kidron Valley, and then up the steep paths on Mount Moriah, through the gates of the walled city, and ending on the grounds of the Jerusalem Temple. Now, the Gospels all say that this happened on a Sunday. In Jewish society, of course, the Sabbath happens on Friday night and Saturday, which makes Sunday a work day, a weekday, like our Monday through Friday. And so the residents of Jerusalem, going about their usual business, could look across the valley and see this procession inching toward them. Now, the approach of a crowd wasn't particularly unusual. This center of religious and political authority was used to receiving pilgrims. Nor was the group heading their way likely a very big crowd either. Certainly not like a crowd for one of our Memorial Day or St. Patrick's Day parades. The residents of Jerusalem might have peered into the distance and determined, based on their clothing, that small crowd coming toward them was a bunch of out-of-towners from the countryside. But they were probably curious why this crowd was raising such a ruckus about a man on a donkey. Could this be that teacher Jesus whose reputation preceded him? Matthew's gospel tells us that the city was thrown into an uproar, and the people shouted to the approaching visitors, "Who is he?" And they replied excitedly, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Now, Palm Sunday poses a question for each of us. Have you ever wondered where you might have appeared in that story? Where would you have been in that picture? In that excited, cheering crowd escorting your beloved teacher and spiritual comforter into the big city? Or might you have been at a distance, peering over the city walls at the curious collection of rustic women and men and their master, suspicious of their motives, wondering what he would want from you? As Jesus presented himself to the people of Jerusalem on that day, Jesus offers himself to us today. Jesus longs to know you, to walk with you in your daily walk, to encourage you, to comfort you, to strengthen you, to bless you with God's unstoppable love. But do you welcome him? Every step Jesus took, he took in obedience to God, his heavenly parent. He calls us to live by faith, to trust in God, to welcome God's grace that blesses us with forgiveness for our past and hope for our future. Jesus invites us to walk with him in obedience, in trust, in faith. But we will walk one step less than he does. as we will consider in the days to come in Holy Week, with love divine, all loves excelling, Jesus will take upon himself the penalty that we deserve. He will take that upon himself by continuing his walk to the cross.